Big fight tomorrow night in Dallas as Jake Paul and Nate Diaz are the main event. But before we discuss more about the main event with DAZN, we want to talk about one of the main performers on the undercard. His name is Ashton Sylvie, and he joins us right now on the Progressive Guest Line. Ashton, thank you for your time. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Yeah, so just let's start with telling me a little bit about what it feels like to be on this card and just what it can do for you moving forward. I know you're a young fighter trying to rise through the ranks.
Being on this card, like I tell everybody, it's just a blessing because the eyeballs and the attention that I'll get finding under the lights in Dallas. So moving forward, I think that I'll grow a tremendous amount of fans and that everybody will just see the type of fighter I am and root me on.
What's it like for you just to kind of engage with other fighters and network a little bit and get to know more people on these cards, whether it is the top guys, the main event, or other fighters that are in your shoes trying to work your way up? I mean, what's it like from a networking standpoint, just getting to know other people in boxing?
I definitely would say you just have to be yourself. But networking-wise, you just got to – I feel like it's just energy. You just have to feel the energy and just and when you feel a bond, then that's when you just go with your gut feeling and roll with it.
Tell me a little bit about how you got your start in boxing.
My dad put me into boxing since possibly 3 years old, but I got into the gym, actual boxing gym at 8.
And did you know at a young age, like, was it ever something that kind of nagged at you, or did you always like being in the ring?
I honestly didn't like boxing in the beginning. I always thought it was pretty much a weird sport to do growing up, but later on down the line, I started seeing my potential and what I could do and bring to the game of boxing. And that's when it started to grow into me.
Yeah, and I mean, what was that kind of enlightening moment like when the light bulb went off and you said, oh, wait a second, I might have something here?
I think when I went to Ireland for my first international tournament and just the fans out there gravitating towards me and looking at me as a star.
How'd that feel? I mean, just kind of starting to garner a little more attention. How'd you deal with that?
It feels great to be a tremendous role model, and just to know the younger generation is following my footsteps, and I'm being a great role model to the generation, so I can maybe change the sport a little bit in a positive way.
All right, so tell me a little more about just what you do to get ready for fights, your training regimen in between fights. How do you stay in the best shape you can be in?
Really, I just have a great team around me, and I listen to them to the best of my abilities to do what I do.
And how have you kind of developed that team? I mean, in terms of finding the inner circle of people that you can trust and really nurture that positive mental environment, I imagine that doesn't happen overnight.
I think that it just kind of gravitates for me. I've been through a lot of like coaches or fighting partners coming in and out the gym or just in and out of my life. So I think now that that a lot of some of the people are gone, that I can kind of like pick out and pinpoint who's worthy of my circle.
How important is that for a boxer? I mean, we see it in other individual sports and in tennis. Everybody kind of has their own team and the player box at the matches, and the same is true in golf. You have your caddy, and you kind of have your other people that are on the greens or something that are watching you a little closer. So in terms of picking the right people to surround you with to ensure success, how important is that in an individual sport?
It's definitely important because I mean, the best thing to do in the sport of boxing is to listen and listen to your coaches and your team because, I mean, you're only one man in the fight the ring. And your coaches are supposed to be the ones to you know, keep an eyeball out for you and you know, look out for you. So I think that's half of the battle.
Ashton Sylvie is our guest here on the Progressive Guest Line as he is on the undercard and tomorrow night's fight at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Jake Paul and Nate Diaz is the main event pay-per-view. Ashton, I saw your nickname was H2O. I got to know how that started.
My dad actually started calling me that right before I turned pro. And I'm not too sure. He just told me that, you know, my fighting style is just like water.
Okay, so
you kind of got to, you know, pick up from that.
I guess it just took. It sounds like your dad has really been a real positive influence on where you are today.
Definitely, yeah, big factor.
And I mean, in what sense do you think that can be inspirational to younger kids that are trying to get into any sport to just have that relationship with their father and that kind of father-son relationship to nurture that athletic development and really mentally keep you going as well? I'm sure that other kids can look at that and really take positives from it, right?
Yeah, definitely, because I feel like your family or your parents, guardian, whoever, only cares about you as much as you care about yourself, or maybe even more so. I think having, like, someone like that around would definitely help out, like, a younger fighter or anybody in life in general.
All right, Ashton, a couple more for you. As we go on a lighter note here, obviously – a lot of athletes are into other sports that aren't the one that they play. And I understand you're both a Lakers and a Clippers fan. I mean, that's like a sin. How did that start?
Because I think when I root for a team, or a majority of times when I root for a team, they don't always, you know, make it to the championship. They let me down. So I started to become like a player fan. So whatever a player I'm a fan of, I go for the team.
So I guess LeBron fan? Is that the Lakers fandom or Kobe? What was it there?
Yeah, definitely. At first, I wasn't a LeBron fan, but he won me over.
Okay. And then for the Clippers, was it the Lob City team that you really liked? Chris Paul and
yeah.
DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin?
Yeah. And then now Kawhi and Paul George.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. And how about on the football side? Are you the same way? More of a players fan or do you have a team?
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way. I'm always rooting for, you know, the hometown, any L.A. teams, but I'm definitely an Odell Beckham fan.
Well, you had him with the Rams there, and he was on the way to a Super Bowl MVP before he tore his ACL.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, so
for that part. But
I understand you're also a pretty big gamer. What are the video games of choice?
I play a bit of Call of Duty, Fortnite. Basketball, football. I try to dive into a little bit of everything that's, you know, turning in the world.
Sounds like you have a pretty good balance in your life just in terms of, you know, obviously wanting to grow in the boxing space and make the most out of your career still at a young age, but also still kind of enjoying yourself, right? That's got to be important.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely important. Especially, like, I guess as being a professional, you definitely want to keep that fun in your life. And I guess just always try to have your head in a good space.
What do you hope to be thinking about yourself? What do you hope the perception around Ashton Sylvie is like in 5-10 years?
I would definitely, at least in my hometown, I feel like I would be a legend, just the things that I'm already doing. And I hope to become, you know, something, be historical in the world somewhere. My biggest thing is just making an impact in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do that, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, and I just also want to get that proponent of it, too. I mean, in terms of growing as a human being, because that's the tricky part about being an athlete. And when you're at your age, obviously you're a teenager, early 20s, and it can be easy to have your ego consume you a little bit. How do you try and stay grounded and be humble and grow as both an athlete and a man without, you know, becoming too much of a hothead?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, just how do you try and stay grounded and be humble while you mature and not become too much of a hothead as you grow in both boxing and as an individual out of the ring?
I think growing up, my dad always kind of installed that into me and made sure my head was screwed on right. So I definitely got to give him his credit for doing that. And the people I have around me always make sure of that.
Yeah, well, that's definitely great to hear. So there he is, Ashton Sylvie, H2O. I honestly... I would root for you just because that's a cool nickname. So I wish you good luck this week, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you, Ashton.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you again.
All right.